This is WLRN News. I'm Tom Hudson. Miami biotech billionaire and philanthropist Dr. Philip Frost says he was stunned by the stock trading fraud charges filed against him earlier this month by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Frost denies the allegations that he participated in what the federal government calls an illegal pump-and-dump stock scheme. Frost declined WLRN's invitation for an interview, and the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Jay Clayton, did not want to address the charges in an interview with the Sunshine Economy.
No, long-standing commission policy is not to comment on enforcement matters, and I'm not going to comment.
Frost is a billionaire who made his money in the pharmaceutical and biotechnology industries. He still runs Opco Health, a publicly traded drug and diagnostic company headquartered on Biscayne Boulevard in Miami. The SEC accuses Frost of participating in a scheme manipulating the price of low-priced, thinly traded stocks. Nine others are charged along with Frost. They're accused of buying shares of three companies, touting their business prospects, and then selling when the stock prices went up. It's called a pump-and-dump scheme. Someone pumps up the stock price only to dump the shares when prices go higher. Frost says he remains a longtime investor in both companies included in the federal charges. The Securities and Exchange Commission claims Frost made at least $1 million in the trades. Together, the scheme allegedly made $27 million for those accused of taking part. When we spoke with the SEC Chairman Jay Clayton last week, he did not want to comment on the specifics surrounding the charges against Frost, but he did talk about the type of stock trading Frost is accused of and the investigative role of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Clayton spoke to us from his office in Washington, D.C.
How prevalent is the type of scheme that Frost is accused of participating in the markets, this being the pump and dump scheme?
Again, I'm not going to make any comment related to a pending enforcement action, and I don't want to do that by association. What I will say is that pump and dump is a manipulation scheme that has been around about as long as markets have been around in different forms.
Chairman, explain where the illegal action happens in that, because if an investor is successful, they may want to brag about how successful they are. Is that considered a pump?
You're raising a very important issue, which is how do you differentiate between legitimate market activity and a scheme? And we try very hard to make sure that when we do bring actions or take action as a commission, that we're not adversely affecting legitimate market activity.
So what are some of the hallmark signs of a pump and dump?
I'll give you a stark example that the company actually doesn't do anything.
The company that he heads up, the publicly traded company that he heads up, Opco Health, released a statement saying, quote, "The SEC failed to provide notice of its intent to sue prior to filing the complaint." Now, again, Chairman, I'm not going to ask you to address the specifics of the charges and the accusations against Dr. Frost, but does the SEC usually tell targets about possible charges before they're filed?
I'm not going to comment. It's not appropriate for me to comment. We have due process. I'm not going to get involved in a pending enforcement action in any way. Everyone is due their due process.
Generally speaking, is there a practice that the commission has in engaging with a person of interest in these types of cases prior to charges being filed?
We have a number of policies and procedures in place, but I'm not going to comment on a specific one in this context.
When an enforcement action involves a fairly well-known corporate executive, is that something that you would be made aware of prior to the action being taken?
I'm not going to comment on our policies and procedures, but we handle matters, the same regardless of who's involved. That's the right way to approach these things.
You can hear the rest of our interview with the Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Jay Clayton by going to WLRN.org, clicking on the radio tab, and looking for Sunshine Economy. This is WLRN News. I'm Tom Hudson.